It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Happy to have you along. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Okay, we're just 3 days away now from Super Bowl 51. The hometown Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Of course, we know what's at stake for the teams. We've been hearing about that for weeks. But what's online for each city and their fans? Well, to find out, WABE's LEU teamed up with a reporter from Boston, Shira Springer of WBUR.
These are two cities that don't know a whole lot about each other.
When you think about Atlanta, besides the Falcons, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
The Olympics.
Coca-Cola.
Jimmy Carter.
Chick-fil-A.
T.I., the rapper.
Peaches. And Steve Harvey. That's what comes to mind.
Peaches. Atlanta peaches.
When you think of Boston, what comes to mind for you?
I think of Cole. Pretty much it.
I think of Mark Wahlberg or Ben Affleck or like Matt Damon. I think of them. Like, I don't know.
Cold, winter all the time, snow all the time. I think of, don't get me wrong, I think of Irish.
Well, the Celtics do have a leprechaun for a mascot. It's 45 minutes before the Celtics tip off at TD Garden. Fans rush toward the arena. In the middle of the crowd, Andrew Brisson of Peabody, Massachusetts, doesn't give the Falcons much of a chance in Super Bowl 51.
We expect to win. You know, that's what the Patriots do best. They expect to win, and it just creates a great environment for the fans.
The Patriots will be making the seventh Super Bowl appearance of the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era, and going for title number 5. For Brisson, it's all part of what makes Boston better than Atlanta.
The history, the culture, the fans. You know, you can't beat it.
Tommy touchdown.
That's Brisson's buddy, Andy Gordon, of Manchester, New Hampshire, in the background. And he's more than ready to take down Atlanta's sports scene.
They haven't been good at baseball since Greg Maddux retired. They haven't been good at basketball since Dominique Wilkins retired. They've never been good at football, unless you're talking about the Georgia Bulldogs. So when you talk about Atlanta, besides like a big airport, I don't really see what the hell they have to offer to the world.
Back in Atlanta, Corey Allsburgs obviously disagrees.
People always underestimate Georgia, even when it comes to sports or even music. They always take the South for granted for some reason. I really think that Falcons have something to prove this year.
Atlanta is revving up for the Super Bowl. On Friday, the mayor hosted a pep rally at City Hall, and at the state capitol downtown, the plaza's painted red and black for the Falcons. I meet 47-year-old Lisa Shepard a few blocks away, wearing a Falcons hat. She pulls out her phone and shows me selfies she took with Falcons players after the NFC Championship game.
I don't know if you can see, that's Jalen Collins. He plays defense. So, got to represent with him.
Her first job as a teen was an usher at the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
I will say this, for the Atlanta natives who have supported the Falcons pretty much their whole lifetime, like me, we are diehard. You know, we ride with our team through and through, through the ups and downs.
And she says Falcons fans have had a lot of disappointments. Like many Atlantans, she admits, sure, Boston has something to be proud of.
But I do think that there is a sense of entitlement. They expect to win. They're not even really giving us a chance.
Shepard's right. New Englanders aren't giving the Falcons much of a chance. Lisa Shepard, meet Paul Crawford of Cambridge, Massachusetts, a Patriots super fan. He was working near Harvard Square when I asked him what he could tell me about the Falcons.
Nothing. He just said they're going to lose.
Take us lightly if you want to, and you're going to be really upset when we get that win on Sunday.
If New England fans know anything about Atlanta, it's that Commissioner Roger Goodell went to 2 straight playoff games at the Georgia Dome rather than visit Gillette Stadium. Chants of "Where's Roger?" rang out during the AFC Championship. Fans figure the commissioner is avoiding the Patriots because of how he handled Deflategate and the 4-game suspension he gave Brady. So for some, winning the Super Bowl is as much about getting revenge on Goodell as it is about beating the Falcons.
What Goodell did to Tom Brady was a shame. Tom Brady's a good person, and that was ridiculous. That's personal.
That's not how Falcons fans like Donald Morgan see it.
Tom Brady's probably the best football player I've ever seen before, but they always get caught doing something kind of shady.
Lisa Shepard thinks Boston fans can be blinded by their loyalty.
I remember I went to Boston a couple years ago when the Deflategate thing with Brady was going on. I remember seeing free Brady t-shirts. So I was like, are y'all for real? Free Brady? Like, seriously? But, I mean, they ride hard for their team.
While fans in Boston see this game as a way to get back at Goodell, many fans in Atlanta see it as a way for the city to prove itself as a real sports town, kind of like Boston.
It's a championship city. They're known for all their sports. They're known for good organization. Got much respect for them.
That's Atlanta native Patrick Morrison, who knows the Falcons have only been to one Super Bowl. In 1999, the Dirty Birds lost to the Denver Broncos. As for this weekend against the Patriots,
Patriots are slow. Tom Brady's slow. The receivers are slow. We got more speed on offense and defense. I think we can really beat them. I think we're on a roll right now, and I think it's Atlanta time this time.
Meanwhile, Patriots fans like Paul Crawford think it's their time again.
The Patriots are 56 years old. We've been good for 20 years. So that means there was a lot of losing. And I remember a lot of losing when we were like the Cleveland Browns and we never won a game and we were never on television and we never got a call. We've paid our dues. It's our time. So just deal with it.
Despite what Boston thinks, Atlanta fans say they'll be ready to rise up. In Atlanta, I'm Ellie Yu.
And New England fans will be ready to win one more. I'm Shira Springer in Boston.